Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Good Luck India Limited Q1 FY26 post-earnings conference call hosted by Captify Consulting Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Pandit. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Again, gentlemen, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 post-earnings call of Good Luck India Limited. Today from the management team, we have with us Mr. Mahesh Chandra Garg, Chairman, Mr. Ram Agarwal, CEO, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, CFO on the call. Without wasting any further time, I will now request the management to give their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us in this Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. We are pleased to report a strong start to the fiscal year, with income from operations rising by 7.7% year-on-year, reflecting our continued focus on operational excellence and market responsiveness. This robust growth has been primarily driven by sharp increase in domestic sales, while overall volume grew by 12%. Reinforcing Good Luck position as a leading manufacturer of precision engineered steel products and large diameter pipes. I am also glad to share a significant strategic development under a new vertical, the Good Luck Defense. We are in process of securing a license for defense production, which we expect will create our long-term value for our stakeholders. Friends, as we all know, the global landscape remains highly complex and volatile. Ongoing geopolitical tensions ranging from Russia-Ukraine war, conflict in Middle East including Israel-Gaza and Iran, and regional concerns such as India-Pakistan relations have created a very challenging and uncertain trade environment. Compounding these issues is a prevailing tariff war scenario, especially following shift in the trade policy under the current Trump administration in the U.S. Despite these challenges, Good Luck has continued to demonstrate resilience, and the resilience is reflected by our growth in spite of the muted demand in the domestic market. Our strong domestic sales performance has effectively offset challenges in export markets, which remain subdued due to unpredictable tariff dynamics. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic. We expect recovery in export volume in time to come as the tariff war stabilizes, particularly as progress continues towards Indo-US free trade agreement. We are going to sign free trade agreement with UK, and we move closer to stabilization of valid tariff regime. In closing, I would like to thank you all for their continued trust and support. We remain committed to delivering sustainable growth, innovation, value and quarter sales. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. This is Ram Agarwal, CEO of Good Luck India. Welcome, everybody. As Garg Sahab has already told, our results are with you, and I hope you must have appreciated that despite the headwinds geopolitically, your company has fared well on almost all fronts, whether it is PAT by 17%, volume by 11%, EBITDA by 23%. EBITDA is marching towards double digits as communicated earlier. The reason is your company has a diversified product basket from pipes to bridges to defense products. Our USP is continuous reshuffling of products and markets to take over the market changing conditions. As we have been working on value-added versus non-value-added sector, our focus has been on increasing value-added sector in our total sales. This quarter, value-added has increased by 24% YOY Q1, whereas non-value-added sector growth is almost nil. A new sector, green energy fueled by solar installation, is on the horizon. Solar structure led by transmission tubes we have made inroads and sector is poised to give almost 100% growth this year. We have been transforming our non-value-added sector by installing the growth of pipe and CR and fueling the growth of solar sector and augmenting its capacity for quite some time. Even further addition of solar capacity is on our drawing board in the coming time. Hydraulic tube, a new sector ushered by us in September 24, is making new inroads in construction sector globally as well as domestically. Despite Tromponics and total mayhem in international market, we are making inroads in global market and hope in coming quarters we will be increasing our percentage of utilization of this plant, a difficult task, a difficult road. But I am pleased team is taking strides in the right direction. Infra sector led by railways and the thermal power expansion plans of government, Goodluck is making efforts in the right direction at right time, resulting in market expansion of this infra sector. This financial year, we are targeting a 20% increase in sales volume in this infra sector. Auto sector, yes, it is one of the major sector for us. It is making progress despite many skids. We hope a continuous growth in this sector and our CDW unit is increasing its presence in the market. Market expansion is on anvil this year in this particular sector. The new sector, forging sector, has a solid growth in continuing geopolitical condition. Factory sector is showing core growth in this quarter. And this forging sector again, the defense sector is making continuous news due to Operation Sindhu and ongoing wars in Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas and many other African countries. Government has made an ambitious target of increasing defense export to the tune of 50,000 crores in next 2-3 years. Your company is working relentlessly to increase its market reach in this sector. A subsidiary, Goodluck Defense and Aerospace, has established plant of making 1.5 lakh shells awaiting government license. Many more products are on radar of our strategic team which may take shape in coming future. Your company has been making continuous efforts to fulfill our responsibility to society and environment. Zero emission is our ultimate aim for all of our plants. Tree planting is an effort to give back something to the Mother Earth. Health and education are our two goals which we are trying to achieve through CSR activities. So we, the Goodluckians, comprising management, staff, workers and our shareholders, have a resolve to progress continuously to add value to our company, to our shareholders. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. At the outset, I, Sanjay Vinsal, CFO, on behalf of Goodluck, welcome you all for joining for the conference on performance of the company in Q1 of financial year 2026. Regarding Q1 performance, standalone, the sales was increased to rupees 983.29 crores as against 913.08 crores during Q1 of previous year, registering a growth of 7.70%. However, EBITDA for the quarter stood at the rate of 9.71% of sales at rupees 95.78 crores as against 77.60 crores during Q1 of previous year. The profit before tax, including other comprehensive income, was at rupees 53.31 crores in Q1 of current fiscal as compared to 45.81 crores in Q1 of previous year. However, PAT in Q1 of current fiscal was at rupees 40.14 crores against 34.47 crores in Q1 of previous fiscal, registering a growth of 15.50% year-over-year basis. Earning per share has been at rupees 12.60 per share in current Q1 of current financial year as against 10.80 per share during Q1 of previous fiscal. On financial front, our interest cost has marginally gone up due to increase in level of activity during Q1 of current year as compared to previous year. However, there was a marginal saving in selling and administrative expenses as compared to Q4 of previous financial year, quarter on quarter basis. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I now we are open for the QA session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use answers while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just had a couple of questions. Just wanted to understand with this implementation of the BIS, you know, I think there would be some amount of benefits in terms of the domestic demand and some amount of potential disruption if we are sourcing our steel internationally. So just wanted to understand what the implications are of the BIS, which is recently put into.
Voice is not clear.
Sir, I was asking about the BIS, which has been implemented recently. Any implications on potential upside because of incremental demand and potential implications if we are actually using international steel? Any negative implications? I just wanted to understand that.
Those who are importing steel, they are only affected by BIS certification. Nobody can import non-BIS steel from anywhere. But domestically, we are already having BIS certified material. There is no implication for us.
Sir, and are there any benefits because effectively we aren't competing with imports anymore in some of the segments? Are there any benefits which we are seeing?
Competition will be less with imported material.
Okay. So are there, but is the implication of this reasonable or it's a small implication on the benefit?
Imported material on offer is very cheap compared to the domestic material. So if these are non-tariff barriers the government has put to prevent competition with domestic material.
Okay. So the other question was you know, if you could highlight a little bit of an update on where we are on our defense business.
In our defense business, we have already told that we have established a new subsidiary, Goodluck Defense and Aerospace, where we have put up a plant for manufacturing M107, 150,000 shells per annum. We are awaiting the government clearances to start the production. From our side, nothing is pending, but yes, there is some time which government is taking. As per the regulations, whenever it comes, we will start.
And any idea how long it typically takes and how long and when we're expecting it?
So right now, we cannot say anything on it because it is in the government purview, but we hope it should come early.
Okay, sir, I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedant Sarda from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, I want to ask that we are operating at a 90% capacity level currently. So any kind of CapEx plans we have?
So actually, it has been a continuous process because in our kind of industry, there is de-bottlenecking. That is a term we use because not only by installing the new machines, we can increase the capacity. We can increase the capacity by debottlenecking, and in this regular process, we are upgrading our all plants to take maximum production by debottlenecking, by adding some instruments, by adding some systems, by adding some labor. So that is a regular process we are doing.
From the debottlenecking, how much capacity we can add at the current levels?
Sir, right now, if you talk of infrastructure, there is a debottlenecking. It can take it up to the current capacity, which is 100,000 tons. It can go to 150,000 tons because their debottlenecking is the space. You have to provide the space. In some other products like automobiles, we have to add some machinery. So as per the market requirement, as per the sales projection, we take it continuously.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we have seen an improvement in EBITDA margin. So can we see that this is a sustainable level or what?
Definitely, we always think that it is a sustainable level. We always hope, and we are working towards it for the last five, six quarters to take it to this level. But definitely, market headwinds may be there. So next time, we cannot project that it will be the same. It may increase also.
And last question, sir. Like, we have seen a YOY increase in the volumes, and there is a decline in QoQ basis. So is it a seasonal factor or what? How we can understand that?
It has always been a seasonal factor. Seasonal factor is always there. If you go back,
it is really weak.
Always found this. Find this.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Neel Mehta from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Very hearty congratulations on the numbers and success that you have delivered around the world. I'll keep my voice is muffled.
Your voice is audible, but some background voice is coming.
Hello.
Yeah, now it's audible. Yeah, better.
Yeah. So with the 1.5 lakh shells that we are talking about, what shells are these and who are we tying up, if we are tying up with anybody in Europe to deliver or give these shells to?
It is a 155 shells, and it is being used in India as well as the overseas markets.
So 155 small, large, medium?
It is a medium caliber. It comes in under the category of medium caliber. M107.
And any tie-ups, sir, that we have?
Sir, tie-ups, there are LOIs available. Well, whenever the production license comes and then the actual sale will happen, then only we can say that these kind of tie-ups are achieved. Because many people have come, many people have given their requirement, but until and unless this license is received, there will be no firm requirement.
As per our perception, there is a huge appetite for this kind of shell. Very huge appetite today.
Sir, I'll keep my last question short. Hydraulic tubes, you mentioned about increasing the utilization. What was it this quarter?
In this quarter, we have achieved almost a 50% utilization. And in the coming quarters, we hope as this tariff war stabilizes, then it can go up to what we expect. In this year, we will achieve a capacity utilization of almost 70% in this financial year.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a nice day.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of H.C. Daga from Daga Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
First of all, I would just submit that our defense unit is already in, you have completed the defense unit, ready for the production. How long is our license is pending with the government?
Take a license, I will tell you, license is government priority. They are more in hurry to issue the license than what we are in hurry to receive the license. So we expect to get the license as soon as possible. But there are some procedural delays which we are seeing. The license should come any day.
Yeah, that's very important, sir, so far as our company is concerned, because we have already invested and then we have completed the plant. Now just we are getting. So how long it has been pending with the government? That was my essential question.
Government procedures are like that. We know.
And our application is, our application for the license is running for.
There is no inquiry pending for the issue of the license with us. All queries have been satisfied. Now it is the government procedure.
Okay. We look forward for the same as early as possible. Number one. Number two, sir, that what is our outlook so far as our revenue for the Q1, it has grown by the 7.7% against the last year growth of the 11.7%. Why there is a dip in the revenue in the Q1 26?
Look, I must tell you, second half of this quarter, Indian demand has gone down, which you must have noticed yourself. Indian domestic demand has gone down. Export, there was a problem. There has been no growth in export in this quarter due to lot of problem in the export market, shipping lines far all around, and most importantly, the tariff war has affected the export market. I can tell you there has been no growth in export in the first quarter.
How do we see for the going forward, sir? Our outlook for the current year?
We are very confident it has to stabilize soon as possible. The present turmoil on tariff cannot continue always. One way or the other, it will settle down. Tariff war cannot continue for always. It will stabilize. Then we'll have our own time. We are dealing with niche segment, in this customer. I am confident they are dependent on us. They will have to buy from us.
Correct, sir. So what is our outlook for the current year and then the going forward in next 3-4 years, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Because
for the current year, we still stand by our guidance which we made in the last year.
Okay. And then your plan or your vision to become a $1 billion company by when?
Yes, sir. We still stand by it and we'll do it.
Okay, wonderful, sir. Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you very much and all our best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Randhawa from CAGR Quest Capital. Please go ahead.
My questions have been answered, but just to kind of reiterate, sir, I think in last quarter you said 15 to 20% top end growth for FY26. So you stand by that, right, sir?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And sir, as far as second of
We stand by our guidance, what we had given last time, 15 to 20% growth. This year also we expect.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, I know you did say in your opening remarks that the finance costs have gone up actually due to the increase in work, etc. But it is a substantial jump, actually. It's a decent jump as far as the finance costs are concerned. So for FY26, for my modeling purpose, what can I assume the finance cost and the depreciation cost to be, sir?
The overall finance cost would be in the range of 90 crores and depreciation would be in the range of 60 crores about. Including all expansion.
And sir, just to reiterate, just to confirm again what you said in the last quarter as well, so kind of the guidance of 15-20% is excluding the defense contribution, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I think that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kursimar from AVGS. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has been answered. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Ram from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Are you able to hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first time I'm going through the call of your company, and apologies if you might have to repeat some answers for me. But I just wanted to understand your capex on the artillery shells a bit better. How much of this capacity are you targeting towards domestics and exports? And a follow-up on that chain is, on the domestic side, what I'm hearing from peers is that they see that the supply could potentially exceed demand and there could be some pressure on the pricing of these artillery shells. Is this procurement for a homogeneous category, or is there some niche that you're playing at, and could there be a pricing pressure that you might experience? What is your expectation of revenue from this capacity?
The revenue which we are expecting, it is just on the basis what the future will tell. But we hope it should be between two, when full capacity will be utilized, it should be almost 270 to 275 crores. However, what will go in international, what will go to domestic, that cannot be told at this stage. Once the plant gets on, then we can clarify on this status.
Understood. And would you have a sense as to what is the volume of procurement that is occurring domestically, just in terms of the market you can address, and how that's expected to grow?
I could not understand.
No, I'm just trying to understand what is the volume of artillery shells that will be procured domestically next year.
So right now, these all reports, whatever we have, it is all through the newspaper reports. So somebody says government will procure for 1 month ammunition, one month storage, somebody says 2 month storage, but these are the defense documents which cannot be accessed by everybody. Anything which the paper says, that can only be taken into account. So we don't know exactly what government is planning. But we know whatever we are making, our orders will be X times than what we will produce. That much confidence and that much information we have.
Of course, I understand. And is this market opening up for us because of localization of procurement, or is there some other reason?
So it will go everywhere, but it all depends on the geopolitical condition, what government allows to be exported to which country. It is all a prerogative of the government.
Okay. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Soham, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the line of the current participant, our next question is from the line of Sanyam Shah from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have just reiterating the question of the last participant. So we have seen a good amount of supply coming in for this shell that we are putting. So are we confident that we'll be able to deliver onto our 20% plus minus EBITDA margin guidance that we gave for this segment?
What do you mean by the EBITDA margins? What will be the EBITDA margins of the shell product?
Yes. Yes, from the defense facility that we have put in, this 150,000 shells capacity.
So, unless we go for the production and we sell in the market, these all are the figures which are based on the newspaper reports. I have already said, but I hope in all the defense products, EBITDA starts from 25% to 35%. In this product, what will happen, we can tell you only after one or two quarters.
Okay, sir. And sir, we are guiding for 15 to 20% top line growth for this financial year. Can you split this between volume sales versus realization? Is there any impact of steel prices falling in this? Can the volume sales be potentially higher than 15-20%?
The prices are totally unpredictable at this time. In this quarter also, prices have gone down, you will see what we have done in the last quarter YOY and the volume we have achieved in this quarter YOY, it is 112,000 we have achieved. Whereas in the last quarter it was 102,000. But the price up and down were very much in the last year. And this year is, I suppose, it is going in the same direction. Right now it's going down. Maybe after 2 or 3 months, it will start rising. So,
one thing I'd like to add, steel prices are very volatile. Very, very volatile. Due to geopolitical tension all over and Trump tariffs are disturbing the whole market. We can say 20%, but very, very unpredictable where the Trump tariff will fall. All developed countries, all developing countries, all are affected. How India will make a deal with US, how US will make a deal with Europe, everything will depend on that.
Okay, sir, that's helpful. So last question was, sir, if I heard it right in your opening remarks, we are projecting 100% sales growth this year in the solar structure segment. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. From the last
and,
year.
Yes, yeah. And this solar, is this included in our engineering structures that we report in the investor presentation, or is it included in the CR sheet and pipes segment?
In our investor presentation, it is included in our CR pipes, CR and pipes, and it is not included in our infrastructure products. And the growth, what we have predicted, it is over the last quarter, YOY, where this growth has been registered.
Okay, so we have registered 100% growth basis last quarter versus last quarter.
This last quarter,
why you buy? Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Saisha Bora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to know that we have a subsidiary, Good Luck Defense. Is there any plans to come out with a public issue for Good Luck Defense to unlock the shareholder value?
Right now it cannot be said, but definitely in future it can happen.
Any time frame, sir?
How about, sir?
For the public issue to come, any in the next 2 years, 3 years?
Now the plant has to start. It has to perform for at least 1 year. Then only after that it can be thought over. So near the time, we will come back to you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parin Gala from Saigon. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, again, we have read something in the media that the company was planning to put up a unit for filling of explosives in the shelf also and selling the entire explosive filled shelf. Is that something which the company can confirm to us?
Sir, your question... there was some disturbance we could not understand. Can you just repeat, please?
Sir, we had learned, I have learned through the media that the company was planning to put up a unit to fill explosives into the shell and then sell the entire explosive filled shell in the market. Is this news that something the company can confirm?
I don't know from where it has come. Right now we are concentrating only on making the shells, empty shells. If any development, we always come back to you.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Sir, in the last call you said that this new defense plant has a potential of 270 to 300 crores. So, sir, if the license get delayed, say, till Q3, so in the last quarter, how much revenue can we, ramp up, can we do in that facility? How much util can we achieve till in FY26?
The first thing I should tell you, we are not expecting any delay. Worst case scenario, license, it should not happen. First thing is, we should get license soon as possible. So I am very positive on this. We should get license soon as possible.
So basically in this financial year, we expect a 40 to 50% capacity utilization in FY26.
Okay, sir. And this margins in this segment will be, like you said, 20%. So are we maintaining it?
So right now it is all our projection. We hope it should be better than this, but let the plant start.
And sir, in your presentation, page number 14, you mentioned that defense contributes like 2% of your total revenue. So can you just tell me the EBITDA margin in this segment?
Actually, what we have given in the investor presentation, it is about our forging division. In forging division, in defense, what we are doing, we are manufacturing some smaller parts for HAL, for DRDO. So that only contributes 2% of our forging turnover. Say if it is 600 crores, so we are doing almost 30-40 crores there. But it is different from our Goodluck Defense and Aerospace. Its turnover will come differently.
Okay, sir, understood. So that's 2% of the forging segment, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, sir. And so margins in the forging segment will be more than pipes and CR sheets, right?
Definitely it is there, but it is very small quantity. So okay, we don't say of this.
Okay, thank you.
Normally it is there.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rakesh Rai from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question regarding, sir, in this quarter, sir, your hydraulic tube, how much is the revenue from this business?
The hydraulic tube, it has been established. It was started in September of 24. And in this quarter, it has made significant capacity utilization. But it is still short of our expectation. And I hope by this financial year, we will be using, as I had already communicated, we will be using almost 70%. Right now, it is below our expectation. It is almost 40 to 50%.
It is a product has to be approved. And I am happy to tell you, one of the largest buyers of this product in the overseas market, our product has been approved. Now some supplies will go, they use it and they approve it. It is a long time process.
Okay. And sir, just try to understand on overall your volume, 1,12,000. If you remove our hydraulic volume, how much the growth is there and a degrowth is there?
We will let you know. We have not done such, we don't have the data right now, how much exact quantity has gone. We will let you know.
Sure, sir. And sir, next question is regarding defense business. I definitely say for cell, artillery cell is a huge demand for European market and Indian defense for companies. We have nearby 1.5 lakh. Hopefully this year we start. In next 1-2 years, if we're going to add the same capacity again, 1.5 plus 1.5, so how much capex we need or any, just try to understand, sir.
So right now we are concentrating on fulfilling this plan. For the next line, we will come back to you, and at that time we will definitely estimate what the new line requirement is there. Right now our total 100% focus is on this plant.
Agree, sir. Right, sir. Or sir, any plan, any future your plan to expand your defense business apart from the your cell, or you are doing and adding new this type of business in near future, sir? Any plan or are you working anywhere?
Sir, we are restrained by requirement of civil law. We cannot declare anything on this con call.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Okay.
Everything is on drawing board. Whenever it comes, we will let you know.
Sure, sir. Oh, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of CSI Shavura, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me the follow-up. I just wanted to know by when will the new factory of Goodluck Defense be operational?
As soon as we get the license.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep from Metaverse Innovations Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is that in FY 2026, you mentioned that your defense plant will have about 40%-50% utilization, and in FY 2027, it will go to about 90%. And I think assuming that, and I think the previous call, it was mentioned that the peak revenue from that plant can be about 270-300 crores, correct? So in FY 2027, if we reach that capacity, so where will the future growth from that plant come from? That is my first question. And second is basically overall guidance is that we will keep growing for next couple of years at, say, 20% growth. So the expectation was the large part of the growth will come from the defense plant. But if we reach the peak capacity in FY 2027, then the question again comes back where the next phase of growth will come from. Is it only debottlenecking of the existing forging and the other plants, or is there any CapEx plan? And the related question is also the margin expansion that we are talking about to go into double digits, which will be, I assume, that 15% plus, will largely come from the defense plant. But if we are reaching the peak capacity in FY 2027 itself, then how does the margin expansion kick in? These are my questions.
Actually, you have asked so many questions at one point of time. The basic answer of this question is whatever guidance we have given, this year we have clocked a turnover of 4,000 crores. So a 15%-20% growth in next three, 4 years, we hope it will continue. Definitely, defense will be a part of it. But at the same time, our other products of hydraulic tubes, our infrastructure, and forgings, they will also give, and solar industries, so they will also give the equal contribution to it. We are seeing, as in my opening remarks, I have told in infrastructure, I am seeing a growth of sales percentage of 20%. In our automobiles, we are again seeing a turnover growth of 20%. In solar, QOQ, we have done almost 100% growth. So we see in the near future, these three sectors will equally share our growth story. Defense will definitely be a part of it. And we have our plans to take it 1 billion. We have not said that 1 billion. We reach 3 to 4 years, and all these sectors along with defense, we will reach there. We know when capacity expansion is to be done. But we are taking our steps very calculatively. We are taking steps one by one. Future is clear, but step taking will be one by one.
So I think just related question only, if I may be allowed. The question was that FY 2027, we are reaching peak capacity in the defense plant, right? So whether there will be a further capacity expansion in the plant or that will be it? I mean, that was one of the questions I had.
Business demands, if everything goes well, definitely it will be there. And it should be there. I will say it should be there, and we will go in the line. Why not?
So margin expansion trajectory will come from the defense or the other three business divisions that you mentioned? Because I assume that those are low-margin businesses as compared to the defense business. So margin expansion will come from where?
My friend, you have not just heard. I have said that my automobile business, my forging business, and my infrastructure will equally share that responsibility. And my products, I'm talking, these are from 10%-15%. If my infra is 10%, my auto is at 15%, my forging is at 15%, they all are equipped to go forward.
Okay. Understood. So I was assuming that the large part of margin expansion will come from the defense business. But thanks for clarifying that other businesses also contribute equally for the margin expansion. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Gupta from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question. How is the export, especially in the U.S. market, growing for us? And have we seen any impact of tariff, or is there any possibility that it will affect in future?
Can you clarify the question again, please?
Sir, I am actually asking about any, what is the export business coming for us, and is there any impact of tariff we have faced as of now, or any further export tariff we can expect?
Look, as on date, there is a lot of uncertainty, not to the market in which we are dealing, but there is uncertainty in the market which our importers are dealing with. So nothing can be said clearly how the market will take shape. Very difficult to say anything. But I am very sure that in next 3 months, market will definitely settle down. Trump cannot keep on fighting every day. When the tariffs settle, then things will settle down.
His stimulus is bound to come.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kushagra from PKD Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. When the hydraulic plant is running at full capacity, what would be its expected annual revenue contribution to our overall business?
When it goes to 70 to 90%, this is our hydraulic tube business. Here we have put up this plant for a turnover of almost 500 crores. So before starting this, we were at 750 crores, and when it goes to 90%, we hope a turnover we will get in this segment, it will be almost 1250 to 1300 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That will be it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Dixit from Hem PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my question is that, like, as we told in this con call, our interest cost will be around 90 crores. So, sir, considering the interest cost in this quarter of around 28 crores, if I assume the same across next three quarters, it is close to somewhat 110 crores. So, like, can you please explain on this, like, there are any plans to repay the debt, or how this 90 crores interest cost could be possible?
There would be a repayment of term loan. The repayment of term loan of rupees 70 crores during the year. Moreover, banks are reducing the rate of interest. As RBI has already reduced the rate of interest. So we expect that it will be in the twin of 90 crores about.
Okay, sir. And sir, yeah. And sir, can you please tell the sales volume for Q4 FY25?
1092 crores.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our margin profile for FY26 as our hydraulic plant scales up. Sir, what kind of margin expectations should we take in?
Sir, it should be almost in the range of 15 to 16% EBITDA margin in this hydraulic tube.
And sir, on the overall basis, what kind of margin can we expect for FY26?
Sir, right now in this quarter, we have done almost 9.74%. We hope overall margin should be in the range of 9.5 to 9.7% in this curve. Yeah.
Got it. Sir, also I wanted to understand, sir, regarding the BIS implementation on steel. Sir, are we seeing any issue where the raw material cost for us is increasing, but there is an increased imports of tubes and pipes in the country, reducing our spreads. So are you seeing some kind of scenario on that front?
Look, this is a non-tariff barrier which steel producer have forced the government to bring this non-tariff barrier on exporter of HR coil to the country. There is a big difference of almost $150. So their product become very facing a lot of competition from overseas importer. So it doesn't make a difference to us because we are buying domestic coils and producing pipe, and all our product segments are niche segments where specific material is used, and we buy only from the local market.
We are the basic converters.
It doesn't make a difference to us.
But sir, is it because of the customers that we serve and the industry that we serve that our margins will be protected? Is it understanding correct?
Sir, you understand, what we are doing in this BIS segment, what you have told, it is the HR coils. And the HR coils, suppose from the import side and in the market side, there is a gap that government will not going to happen. So whatever price we purchase, we are the basic converter of the product. So our conversion margins remain intact. Prices may go up and down.
Got it, sir. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashashri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to know that there was some comment on slowdown in demand in this quarter in domestic. So what is the reason behind that and what is the current trends on that?
Look, there was a slowdown in the later half of the quarter, slowdown in the Indian market, and slowdown internationally also has happened. Why this has happened, we have yet to understand. There was a money supply crunch over there, government funds not flowing, government orders not flowing out. These are the factors which affected demand supply.
A seasonal slowdown is always there in the first quarter when the rains start setting. So all the projects get stalled and they all will start in the H2. So you will see normally in the H2 is always better than the H1.
Okay, thanks. And what is the current trend? Like, is it still, the slowdown is still there or it's improving?
It is still there. Rains all around, traffic, movement of goods has slowed down, money supply tight, all these factors are leading to the slowdown in the economy.
And despite all this, we are still confident of achieving the, you know, our expectations,
yes,
for this year.
Our product, okay, combination and our product profile and customer profile, we are dealing with the niche customers and niche products. So we are confident we'll meet our targets.
Okay, thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The last question for the day is from the line of Vedant Sada from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
I wanted to ask that what is the return on capital employed we are targeting?
ROC is almost 22% right now.
Okay, and in the future, if whatever project we plan, so any range that in these range we would invest in a product or like?
We are, what we are expecting and what we will do, we always want to keep our ROC above 22 to 25% and we are aiming for that, we are working for that.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. As this was the last question for the day, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank everybody who participated in this call. We are thankful for all our shareholders and all the stakeholders. Thank you. We look forward for your continued support.
Thank you. On behalf of Good Luck India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.